Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Very warm welcome to the program Islamic Upbringing. This is your host Zainab. I hope wherever you are, you're fine, you're doing well. And in case you have any problems, you're not doing well. In this holy land, we always pray for your well-being, inshallah. Thank you so much for listening. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we come up with the issues, the problems, the questions that parents have about the upbringing of their children. Well, the answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. We have in studio with us our guest speaker, Sister Salma Khalafan. Assalamu alaikum, sister.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome to our program.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming.
It's my pleasure.
Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, said, I like the fight between the kids because they don't keep it for the long time. They patch up very soon. If the same thing is given a right direction, right upbringing, our kids may turn into what we really want them. But as we have teens, once the kids turn to teenage, they are like full of energy, they are rebellious, they don't want to listen to anyone. So as a teenager, should we listen to our parents all the time? I mean, when someone turns somewhat around 18, do their parents have their legislative control over their kids?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Here, we are talking about Islam. We're not talking about the West or the laws of the West. Because becoming an adult is not defined by the age of 18 or 21 in Islam.
True.
It's defined by the age of taklif, the age of responsibility, when you accorded some duties that you have to perform. A person come of age has to perform it for a girl as well as a boy. So these are responsibilities that are religious and they're accountable for it.
All right.
You know, when they reach the age of puberty, that's when these responsibilities are given because they can rationally think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they can undergo those responsibilities also. So as Muslims, we also know, for one, is that the adult that they think is at the age of 18, we think that an adult for a girl is 9 and a boy is 15.
All right.
And he can actually go undergo responsibilities. And then in Islam also, as far as we know, obedience to parents has no age limit. So it doesn't mean that by the age of 18, you know, that he can do whatever he wants. No, as old as you get, as young as you are, you have that, you know.
You mean to say once a child reaches the age of puberty and is able to follow the jurisprudic rulings and all and able to differentiate between the good and bad, that's where it starts actually.
Even before that, we encourage that let your child obey you. You know, there are those, the difference between the ages of the 7 years difference, that you have to train your child in such a way that they should listen to you.
Yeah.
And they should be your abd, like the next 7 years. For a boy, he has not turned the age of puberty yet. So it goes all along the lifetime, you know, this obedience to parents. And Quran has also stressed so much on it, you know, that Rabbir Hamhuma Kamara Bayani Sagira, you know, and then وَلَا تَكُنْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَكُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. All these ayats, you know, stress upon the fact that one has to act so much honorable and with so much humility towards the parents.
All right.
So it doesn't mean that the age of 18, you know, gives you all the choices to make, okay? The status of parents is above everything. And that's why we should not see it as a control, Like, you know, they have vilayat over us, but that doesn't mean that it's like a control that is dictatorship or something like that.
All right.
It's completely out of love. So there's no negative control here.
And out of experience, parents always can guide you towards the right path. They have gone through that.
That's right. They're the best of interests for us. So parents have authority over us. And in most cases, although not all cases, they want the best for us, as you said. And as we grow, we must increase the level of obedience to our parents because our parents are getting older, you see. So as we grow, they need us more. All so right. How can that 18-year-old claim that now, you know, I can make
now
my own decisions?
They are controlling
maybe
over
to
me.
Go away from home or something like that, or not to listen to them or to disobey them.
I'll be talking to you here. Yeah. We need to take a short break. Okay. Tell listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is the program Islamic Upbringing, and I have with me Sister Salma Khalafan, who is talking about the teens who claim that parents kind of control us while they don't want to listen to them, while they don't want to obey to them. So yeah, Sister, I want you to continue.
Yeah, and we as parents also, we want to show that to our children so that they can remember this good quality, that you know how to treat them with love. And we have to struggle enough to show them the ways and methods so that when we are old enough, they can go along with the legacy. They can be treated the same way by their children, you know. So we have shown to our children the right Islamic way of how to treat elders.
Yeah.
So that they can also learn to treat us in a gentle way. And then their children will learn how to, you know, behave in front of them.
So are you trying to say that in case a child is not very much kind of obeying his parents, it's the somewhere parents have been lacking in the upbringing of the children?
It might be so, but the thing is, like, in any condition, the child has to obey the parents, except as far as disobedience to Allah is concerned. For example, if the child is told not to pray or not to perform hijab, then the child has the right not to do that action. But it doesn't mean that he has to, you know, regress completely, like, away from the parents or just leave the home. That's like a disobedience, or retort badly, or, you know, be angry at them, speak haughtily to them, as the Quran says, وَلَا تَكُنْ لَهُمَا أُفِّنْ. Even the smallest word of, you know, like showing
anger. I'm done with it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you cannot even use that. And you have to obey your parents all the time. Other than the fact that they tell you not to obey Allah.
Yeah. So here we are talking about the normal situations. But if one's parents are indeed evil, okay, and abusive, or they're negatively controlling the children, then that would need to be dealt with in a wise way. You know, like, for example, maybe a counselor could advise the child how to go about it. After all, in Islam, you know, it's so much a religion full of beauty and justice that it allocates rights for the children as well.
Wow.
And sometimes it could be that the children do the aq, and, you know, they kind of curse the parents.
Yeah.
And they're right in that way. They're so sick and tired.
Mm-hmm.
So in both ways. But of course, here the parents know the best for the children in normal cases. They want the best for the children.
All right. So we came to the conclusion that we have to obey our parents in Islam. Be that no matter what, only at the place if they say to distract from the way of Islam, not to obey Allah. That's
right.
The only place where we cannot obey them. Otherwise, we have verses in Quran wherein we are commanded not to even say oof to your parents, I'm done with you. Well, we have something related to this topic and a related question. I'll ask you that. I have a son who is 15 years old, and as he grows, he gets more frustrated and is always correcting his younger sister with anger. I'm trying to always remind him that this is not the right way to go. But it turns out that he's not just ready to listen to anything because the quarrels keep on happening and happening and happening.
Yeah, this is pretty much the same way that the boy here does not want to listen to the parents, you know.
Yeah.
Although he doesn't want to, you know, completely go away out of the scene, but he doesn't want to listen to the parents. Because we should remember one thing, that in this phase of life, like he's 15 years old, this is the third phase of life. The first 7 years is when the phase of siadat, when he's the master.
All right.
The second 7 years, as the prophetic tradition goes, that it is this phase of obedience. And like it is like he's an abd, you know.
All right.
And the third phase is that he's a wazir, and
all
he's
right.
like a person, a partner to seek advice from, to actually discuss matters with.
All
so
right.
this here is the third phase. And parents actually, unfortunately, they forget that, you know, our child who has grown up in front of us could even prove fruitful for us in decision making.
All right.
You know?
Well, these phases sound quite interesting. I would continue that discussion with you here. We need to take a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam said, Allah will be merciful to his servant for his intense love for his child.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is the program Islamic Upbringing. I have with me Sister Salma Khalafan, who is talking about the upbringing of children. Sister, you were talking about the phases.
Yeah. I mentioned about this being the third phase of the child, the 15-year-old boy who's very, you know, behaving haughtily with his sister. That means he should, now in this phase, it's very, very important, like, to treat the child with utmost respect.
All right.
Yeah. And then to have very much communication with them. It's a sad story, yeah, that at that age we feel now we have our privacy, we can go work outside, and, you know, we can do our own things. And when they're little, they need us more, they need attention from us, and we need to talk to them more. But it's actually the same case as grown-up children also.
All right.
So here at the age of 15, he's your, like, your partner, your friend, your vizier. You need to discuss with him. You need to take his opinion in matters. And he needs to also give his opinion and probably make a decision together.
And maybe that way he'll feel like I have some importance in this family.
That's right. Actually, because of that. Now, this all goes back from the stages before, how you performed well as a parent.
All right.
The stages before are the 7 years of ubudiyat, the abd being, and the first stages of siadat, when he's the master. How much did you listen to his requests? How much did you give him the freedom to experiment
All
using
right.
his senses? Because he couldn't rationally think at that time. He couldn't understand. So all that goes back to these kind of levels. So here he's like a minister for you. He's like your partner, your wazir, and one you should seek advice from.
All right.
So you see him behaving in a haughty manner. First of all, the parents would do like what you call amr and nahi.
All
ordering,
right.
don't do and don'ts.
Do's
don't do
and
this.
Don'ts.
Don't be rude to your sister.
Yeah.
You know, behave properly. Do's and don'ts. Which they don't like. You know, Wazir, is he treated like this?
Addictive.
He's not treated like this,
Addictive
right? He's treated with respect.
Like,
what do you think we should do? So in the same way, first of all, the communication gap should be filled. Once you talk more to a Wazir, your friend, your partner in decision-making, you should discuss more with him. So the talking, the communication should be very friendly
mm-hmm.
and with utmost respect. Then also take his opinion. And you know, you'll be surprised that at this point in time, the child is rationally thinking
mm-hmm.
and he will come up with a solution that he was probably even not practicing.
All right.
So he might say things like, you shouldn't be rude to the little girl.
All right.
For example, his sister in this case. Maybe she's not eating properly in front of people, or she's behaving, you know, in a reckless way. So, you know, he can tell, the mother can ask him, what do you think we
you
should do?
You have to make him realize one or the
That's
other way.
That's right. Yeah. Of course, you can make it challenging as well.
Rather than telling him do's and don'ts.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, sister, for joining us. Dear okay. listeners, we're talking about Islamic upbringing, where Sister Salma Khalfan told the ways of how to behave with these teens who are furious, who are rebellious, who are full of energy in this age, who don't want to listen to anything. Well, to listen to that session again, you can go back to our website, parstoday.com, go to Call of Islam. Email us your questions as well at the email englishradio@irib.ir. And in case you want to follow us on the social media platforms, you can just search Call of Islam Radio and you can find programs there. Thank you so much for listening. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.